Good morning. It is 8:42. Galesburg's Morning News. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, a film going to be shown this Sunday, the Murals documentary. It's going to be showing at Carl Sandburg Historic Site. And we're going to talk about this, this documentary, why it was put together, about these murals in Chicago, and the inspiration that they brought to Carl Sandburg, among others. And joining us, he directed this movie that's going to be showing, T.G. Jamroz. T.G., good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you doing?
Very good. Thanks for joining us here this morning. All right. Well, T.G., let's first off talk about the murals themselves. We're going back a ways through the history of Chicago and I guess the New Deal era Uptown Post Office murals. Talk about the history of that to start.
Right. Well, they were created in 1943 during this program that was the New Deal era program. A lot of people refer to part of it as the WPA, where the government actually paid artists. Can you believe this? The government paid artists to create works of art that reflected their communities, the common man, in order to kind of boost the American spirit during the war and after the Depression. This was, of course, a program that was started by George Biddle, who was a friend of FDR. And George Biddle was a friend of Henry Varnum Poor. Henry Varnum Poor was a very influential artist in the 20th century. People don't really remember or know about now. And he was somebody who was chosen to create these two murals in the Uptown Post Office. The Uptown Post Office is in Uptown where, you know, Al Capone used to hang out, where Geraldo did his famous vault search. So it's really interesting. I went there one day during the holidays, and surprisingly, the post office was busy and the line was long. And I looked up and I said, what are these fantastic pieces of art? Who did these? Why are they here? And of course, when you ask questions and you're making a documentary, it leads down several rabbit holes, and it led me on a several year journey to, tell the story of the murals, why they're there, who made them, why they feature Carl Sandburg and Louis Sullivan.
Really interesting. So are they inside or outside or both?
They are inside the
inside,
post office.
Okay.
One is on the left side, one is on the right. They were the first ceramic murals. They're painted on ceramic tiles, and they were installed in the post office. Henry Varnum Poor was a very well-known muralist, and he did, as an example, the land-grant murals at Penn State, which are these beautiful fresco murals, and he actually did the murals at the Justice Department, and I think there was another building there where he was commissioned to do these projects. He painted the murals in the public buildings, and that's why he was a well-known artist, and he was chosen to do this project.
T.G. Jamroz joining us. He is the writer and director of the Murals documentary, going to be showing this Sunday at the Carl Sandburg Historic Site at the Barn here in Galesburg, 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Well, let's talk a little bit more about Henry Varnum Poor and, what you found his ideas for the murals, including Carl Sandburg and Louis Sullivan.
Well, Henry Varnum Poor, as I said, was like Carl Sandburg, one of the giants of the 20th century as an artist. A lot of his paintings and ceramics are in museums around the country. People don't know about him as much, but he was very influential. And if you look into Carl Sandburg and his works and Louis Sullivan and his works, these three artists really have the same type of mindset. I always say that they were kind of like the three greatest artists of the 20th century. And they were in different mediums, but they did many different things. They were big believers in democracy. They were big believers in America, the American spirit, and they just had something about them where they all believed that their work was supposed to be transcendent, was supposed to motivate the human condition. And the fact that they all came together in this project was really fascinating to me. And of course, for your listeners here, Carl Sandburg, who lived a couple blocks from this post office and a couple blocks from where I'm sitting right now, where he wrote Chicago Poems, he, of course, was from Galesburg. And I just want to say, I'm sure people in Galesburg are maybe tired of hearing about Carl Sandburg over the years, but I'll tell you, when you research him, he was all that. He was a giant. And my estimate is, I think he might have been the greatest artist of the 20th century, personally. Wow. And I was able to go to the Sandburg site twice. I interviewed a historian, Rex Charrington, a local historian, and I had a wonderful time there. It's interesting.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned, you know, about Carl Sandburg and being from here. Honestly, I didn't realize how big he was until I was an adult. I mean, I grew up in the general vicinity here, but, you know, didn't learn necessarily a lot about him. I had been to the birthplace, the historic site, like one time when I was younger, and then didn't really know a whole lot about him. Then my daughter actually, while she was going to college, actually worked at the historic site for a summer. So I went and visited a couple times and, you know, started reading all the history and, you know, here seeing him in video in the White House with Lyndon Johnson. It's like, wow, I just did not realize that. How big he was worldwide.
Well, he was the only poet to ever address the joint session of Congress where he talked about Lincoln. Of course, he won a couple Pulitzers for the Lincoln works. And I lived in Galesburg when I was young.
Okay.
For a couple of years. I was very young. And my dad taught and coached over at Costa High School, Catholic high school, and it was around. So there was a little of that DNA in me, I guess. But going back as an adult, it was interesting to, I've always had an affinity for his poetry. The documentary does not talk about him or Henry Varnum Poor or Louis Sullivan. It's not an intensive biography of each. It's kind of a look at each and how they might be connected. And we focused on the musical part of Carl Sandburg because what a lot of people don't know, he was basically the first really well-known American folk singer.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's so much I think people don't necessarily know about him, and I guess so. Is some of that addressed within the documentary? Is it more about the murals and Henry Varnum Poor, or just kind of what the murals stand for? Or?
What it does is it kind of is in sections where it talks about that specific project, a bit about Henry Varnum Poor. I have a section on Carl Sandburg and his influence as a collector of folk songs. He published a book called The American Song Bag, where he went around the country. When he would do his poetry, he would collect songs, and he collected them so that they weren't forgotten, and he performed them as well on guitar. And then also talks about Louis Sullivan, and then at the end a little bit about the house in New York called Crow House that Henry Varnum Poor built and is under the it's the subject of a lot of preservation efforts now. And I think that the way that people in Galesburg and Illinois, they were able to save the Sandburg House, I think would be a good example for these people in New York. So it touches on a little bit of each, but specifically Sandburg, we talk about how he was a musician. And he wasn't a fantastic guitarist or singer, but he just loved doing it. And he spread the word of these songs. And eventually, people like Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie picked up that book. Then Bob Dylan picked up that book. And it just kind of inspired a whole folk movement in this country. And again, people don't know that about Carl Sandburg.
Yeah, that is pretty interesting. And with that inspiration from the folk side of thing, that also inspired other rockers and whatnot, whether from Dylan's lyrics or even, you know, song stylings that influenced a whole lot of artists.
Oh, definitely. In fact, there's an interesting story where Dylan goes to Sandburg's house as an adult and says, "Hey, I'm a poet too, and here's my music." And Sandburg doesn't quite know who he is because he's older at the time, but he lets him come in the house and play a few songs. And it's kind of interesting. And I actually interviewed Dan Zanes, who's a Grammy-winning artist who performed there at this historic site at one point. And he recorded a bunch of these songs in an album of his own. So the bottom line is, you know, Sandburg was a movie reviewer. He was a musician. He was a poet. He wrote for a newspaper. I can't figure out how he had all this time to do everything he did.
TG, well, we'll talk about the movie more coming up, but our guest this morning is TG Jamroz. He is the writer and director of the documentary, the Murals documentary, going to be showing this Sunday at the Carl Sandburg Historic Site in the Barn, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Going to take a quick break here, come back with more with TG and more about the Murals documentary.
This is Jeff Klink of Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Congratulations to the 2023 Nissan Rogue for winning Motor Trend's Midsize SUV Showdown, winning first place in America's most popular vehicle segment. Galesburg Nissan has 12 Rogues in stock, with more arriving almost every day. And every new vehicle we sell comes with our lifetime powertrain warranty, a free loaner for life, and every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles, no matter where you are or where you live. Your engine, transmission, and drivetrain are covered for life. Just take a common sense approach and follow your vehicle's recommended maintenance needs. Stop in and find out why we're among the nation's leaders in owner loyalty and market share. Because we want to be your dealer for life and will strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
It's Galesburg's morning news on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Carl Sandburg, obviously a big influence on a lot of different genres of art, poetry, music, whatever the case may be. And there is a documentary about murals and the library in Chicago, the Uptown Library. It's called The Murals Documentary. T.G. Jambroz wrote and directed it. Joins us here this morning. T.G., again, thanks so much for joining us here this morning. Thanks again to Rex Charrington for getting us in touch with each other. So the movie will be playing at the Carl Sandburg Historic Site at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Well, let's talk about more, T.G., how this came about and this whole process of you getting into to doing a documentary. It's something that seems to be pretty time-consuming.
Well, it was time-consuming. The pandemic added a couple years to it, of course. And, you know, I've done, other independent features and kind of crazy projects, you know, films and such. I had not done a documentary, and I started out like, oh, I'll just kind of research this and I'll find a couple things and we'll have a short little documentary. And it took me 7 years, you know, and I worked on it in between other projects. It was so interesting because I started at the post office one day looking at these murals at Christmas, waiting in a line. And then eventually, like, it led to things like Henry Varnum Poor served twice in the military for America during the wars. And he, of course, he was an artist, so he didn't want to be in the military. But the first time around, he stayed in France after his service, and he learned from all the great French artists. And then during World War II, he was part of the war artist unit that the government and the Pentagon paid artists to go to different theaters of war to take, not only take pictures, but sketch and record the war effort in different manners. And it led to finding out about Henry Varnum Poor being stationed in Alaska during 1943. And he wrote a book about it. And it's fascinating about his experience there as a war artist for the country. And that's when the murals were installed in 1943. I'm like, how were they installed in 1943? But he spent much of his time in Alaska in 1943. So there were all these kind of interesting things. You start at the post office, and then you find yourself in Alaska. And a lot of these things happen. The Carl Sandburg portion of the mural, that's a beautiful mural, was controversial because the judges didn't like it. They didn't know why they had Carl Sandburg with a guitar, because they didn't know he was a musician. And there was a bit, I found documents in the National Archives, these letters that they wrote back and forth, passionately arguing, for the mural. And another person that inspired that figure of the man with the guitar in the left mural was Vachel Lindsay from Springfield. Are you familiar with him?
No, I'm not.
Vachel Lindsay was basically, there's a Vachel Lindsay house in Springfield is a fascinating place to go. He was basically the first beat poet, the first slam poet. He performed his poetry. In fact, if you watch Dead Poets Society, the film Dead Poets Society,
right, yeah,
the first poem that the students recite in the cave is a Vachel Lindsay poem.
Really? And okay.
And so all these interesting things came up where I'm like, wow, how are all these people and things connected? And, you know, I just found that these people were interesting artists, good Americans, public servants, you know, just, I think in some ways, you know, having gone to Catholic school, I say that they were touched a little bit by the Holy Spirit, by the divine. There was something about their work that connected in a bigger way. And I think that that was fascinating to me.
Did Poor and Sandburg ever meet that you're aware of?
Okay, so I had the chance to interview Henry Varnum Poor's 92-year-old son in New York twice. And his son, who was an interesting figure himself, Peter, told me that his father used to listen to Carl Sandburg albums at the house. So he knew of him as a musician. But the themes in Sandburg's work, where it was about America and about inclusion and all these things and diversity and the voices of the people, really very much connected with Henry Barnum Poor, because he was the same way. You know, he put working men in his murals. And Louis Sullivan was the same way, too. He was a big, he was a great architect, but he wrote a lot about democracy in America as well, which was just really fascinating to see.
Pretty interesting stuff. Well, again, the documentary, the murals documentary, is going to be showing at the Carl Sandburg Historic Site this Sunday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And also, I know you've got some other things available, a podcast on Substack that's got interviews and music and some other information about the project as well. cinemaforthenewwave.substack.com/podcast. People can find some more information there. So will you be here at the showing of the documentary this Sunday?
Yeah, coming back. It's the first official showing. We were down there twice, and we're going to be there. I'm going to come, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be steps from where Sandburg's ashes are under Remembrance Rock. And so for me, it's a great honor to be there. And I think the people who, if you forget and you haven't been there, go see it, because it's a beautiful place. And again, I think Sandburg, for me, is a, you know, one of my personal heroes. So
absolutely.
Very excited.
Well, TG, thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning. Thank you for putting these years into this documentary that I think is going to be very, very interesting. And gosh, maybe after this, maybe we'll be able to get you back at the Orpheum Theater at some point, which is an historic place, and show it there as well.
Yeah, any reason to come back to Galesburg is good for me.
TG, thank you so much for your time. Do appreciate it, and best of luck. Hope we get a lot of people out there on Sunday.
Yeah, come on out. Would like to see it. It's going to be a nice day.